You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. I had every intention of this week's episode being all about preparing your private practice for a cross-country move because lo and behold, I am in the midst of that myself. I was a little bit too ambitious thinking that I could get that together in the midst of a move, but that is going to be an episode to come because I've had many people over the last few years do kind of one-on-one coaching and consulting with me around this because they know I have moved my practice several times due to my husband being in the military. And so that is going to be an episode that I'm probably going to maybe do at the beginning of the fall, kind of on the back end of the move, and I'll be able to kind of recap everything that I did and that I have done in the past and help you to kind of think about, okay, if you are going to be moving your practice, how do you do that? What does that look like? But that being said, today's episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm honoring my bandwidth and I'm honoring where I am in this journey and in this process right now. So I'm right now just kind of recording a little introduction for you that is going to be at the beginning of this episode. And the second half of this episode is going to be a recorded training that I did several months back in my village community. You know, one of the things a lot of times you'll hear other therapists talk about is what are the good directories to sign up for? And why do I get a referral for this directory, but you don't? Or why do I not get a referral and you do? And is a directory really worth your time? Is that the best bang for your buck when it comes to marketing? And so this was a training that I did in my village community called To Directory or Not, How to Determine if You Should Use a Directory to Market Your Practice. And this training will help you really kind of think about what are the key things to look for with a directory. Is it worth your time? Is it worth your money? And are there other things that you should be doing in addition or instead to help market your practice? So I hope this training is beneficial for you and that you are able to really think through if a directory is for you. And this doesn't have to be all-encompassing for every directory, but just for maybe specific ones you're thinking about, maybe either adding or checking out for the first time. So I hope this episode helps you out and that you enjoy this training. Hey, Village community, I am going to go ahead and get started with the training. And I wanted to do this training because I feel like this comes up a lot when it comes to marketing strategies. Is our directory something I should do? Is it worth my time? Is it worth my money? And all of that good stuff. So when I first was starting my practice back in 2015, directories were a big thing for me. I have been on multiple directories in the past. I have been on some of the big heavy hitters that are very popular, Psychology Today that I obviously had to pay for. And then there's others that I've been on that there's like a one-time fee for it, but you just had it then. And so for me, when I was first starting out back in 2015, for a long time, that paid profile on my Psychology Today, that was a major referral source for me. It was where I probably got 90 to 95% of my referrals at the time. So it was definitely worth my investment of what I was paying per month to have that presence. And at the time, I didn't have a really good niche. I was not marketing myself in a way to really attract ideal clients. I don't even know that I really knew what my ideal client was. And I definitely did not have a good optimized website. I did have a website, but I knew nothing about SEO. I didn't know anything about things you have to do so people can actually find you through a website. And so I got a lot of referrals from my Psychology Today. When I reflect back, a lot of them were not really a good fit. And I think some of that is because of me. I was not, my messaging was around like, I can help you with these things, but it wasn't really speaking to a specific type of client. So I got a lot of referrals that weren't necessarily a good fit, but I still got them and it was still money coming in and I was still seeing these clients. Fast forward several years to 2019, when I was reopening my solo practice. I had moved from Hawaii, where I was living, and moved to an area that was really heavily saturated with therapists in the greater New Orleans area. So I still had my Psychology Today profile, but I was not getting nearly as many referrals through that directory. It just really, really dropped off. And when you would search that area, like you could see there's just like multiple pages of therapists on that directory. So fast forward about a year into like reopening my solo practice. At that point, I had my website fully optimized and it was really doing well. It was ranking really well. It dawned on me one day, like I was really only getting referrals through my website at that point. I would maybe get one referral through Psychology Today, maybe once every couple months at that point. And I had had my directory listing targeting like different locations because I am a multi-state practice. But even with that, I just was not getting the referrals. Everything was coming through my website because that was mine. It was optimized. It was doing what it needed to do. So I decided to stop paying for my Psychology Today subscription and I've never regretted it. It was something that it did not benefit me financially anymore to do because my website was really the thing attracting people. So why am I doing this training, right? Why is this something that I think us in the Village community, this would be beneficial? So directories are a really popular tool that can help with marketing your practice. You see when so many people ask, like, how do you market your practice? Where do you get your clients from? Directories and some of the top favorite ones are the ones that people are saying that's where they're getting their clients from. So it's really a popular tool and it has its place. It is absolutely a strategy. There are some people that just swear by them, right? Like this is the best thing ever. I get everything through that. I don't need a website. And then there's others that it's like crickets. They're like, I'm paying for this. I'm not getting anybody. So how do you decide if a directory listing is for you? Is it worth your time? Because it takes time to put together your profile, to maintain it. And if you're in multiple directories, that's multiple places that you're doing this. So is it worth your time? And is it worth your money? There are a lot of directories out there, and we'll get into some of the like the differences of them. There are a lot out there, and a lot of them, especially if you are wanting to play with the big leagues, I guess, like if you're wanting to be found with some of the more popular ones, you have to spend money for that. So this training is not like a directory bashing training. Like that's not what this is at all. If you have had success with a directory, great. I did, right? Like it was super helpful for me at a specific time in my practice. If you find it to be worth your time and money, keep going. But if you aren't sure if it's worth your investment, or if you're questioning, should I stay paying this monthly or annual fee or whatever it is, however it's structured for you, or if you're wondering if you should get on a directory, there's definitely some things that you're going to want to consider. And so that's where I'm hoping today that, again, this isn't to say you should be on directories or you should not be on directories. It's just to help you really think through and be strategic in where you are spending time and money for this service. Because like we say all the time in our community, like we are limited with our time. We are limited with our finances. And so we want to make sure that we are spending both of those in places that are going to truly benefit us. Are you a mental health practitioner looking to streamline your administrative tasks and get rid of the overwhelm of running your practice? Look no further than Simple Practice, the electronic health record designed with you in mind. Simple Practice isn't just another electronic health record. It's your secret weapon for simplifying the chaos. From scheduling appointments to billing and beyond, Simple Practice has everything you need to run your practice efficiently and effectively. With Simple Practice, you can finally reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters, your clients and your family. Gone are the days of scrambling to manage appointments and billing. Simple Practice handles it all seamlessly so you can spend less time stressing and more time connecting. With Simple Practice, you can schedule appointments with ease, send automated appointment reminders to reduce no-shows, and even conduct secure video sessions all within one platform. Plus, their HIPAA-compliant telehealth feature ensures that your client's privacy is always protected. Simple Practice also streamlines your billing process, allowing you to create and send professional invoices, accept credit card payments, and even submit insurance claims all with just a few clicks. Simple Practice has designed their platform to be intuitive and easy to use because they know that your time is precious and every moment counts. So whether you're squeezing in clients between school pickups and sports practices or catching up on paperwork during nap time, Simple Practice has your back. Join the ranks of empowered women and mom therapists who are revolutionizing their practice with Simple Practice. Ready to streamline your practice and simplify your life? Head over to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice to start your 30-day free trial and get up to $200 off your paid subscription. Trust me, you won't know how you ever lived without it. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. So not all directories are created equal. And I think that's really important to remember because one of the things I do see is people putting profiles and spending money or spending time in a variety of different areas for different directories and wondering, like, why is this not working for me? And it may be because that directory is not truly set up in a way that's going to help you be found. So depending on the popularity of the directory and their own SEO, their own optimization and like how they rank on Google, that is really going to have a big determination of how likely you are to be found. Okay. So what the directory itself is doing to market itself, to put itself out there is going to help determine how likely you're going to be found. There are specific directories that may be specific to your niche that are absolutely worth getting added onto, right? Like maybe those are not going to be the directories that are going to come up, you know, the top of a Google search when somebody's just generally looking for a therapist. But if they are looking for someone specific to your niche, then that would be a great resource and a great place that they may go to find a therapist that is that has the specialization that you do. And they may be referred to that specific directory by a colleague, by somebody else in that niche, by another provider or a doctor. And so there are also then, you know, niche specific directories that may not be as viable as you had hoped they would be. So again, like it's not to say that there's one correct answer, but you really have to do your homework and your due diligence to determine if a specific directory is right for you. Before getting into some of those specifics, I want to look at first some of like the pros and cons of just directories in general, right? So on the pro side, a directory is an easy way for a potential client to find you, right? That they may go to this specific place and they are putting in their zip code, or they are putting in their insurance, or they're putting in whatever criteria that they're trying to find a therapist. And they're not then having to search through like pages of Google. They're just searching through the pages of that directory. So they are going there to that specific directory with the intention of looking for a provider. So it can oftentimes be the first place that a client will go. If it is, they're like, oh, I'm talking to a friend. They're like, I'm looking for a therapist. And they're like, oh, go look on Psychology Today, or go look on Postpartum Support International's directory, or go look on Good Therapy, right? They may go there before even just doing a basic Google search, depending on like if they know to look there or if somebody else is telling them. When they go there, right, like they're not going to get distracted by like other things that are popping up on Google or by other, I'm trying to be careful with this, but like big box therapy practices that, you know, maybe that we're not always in support of. They are going to find an individual or a group practice on that directory. And again, one of the big pros is that depending on the directory itself can be very niche specific, so that you know by listing there that that's going to help you to get probably more of those ideal clients reaching out to you if it is a directory that people frequent. The idea that this that the directory is like that one singular place, people are going to go there, and they're going to go there first a lot of times if they're not just doing a general search. Now, there are absolutely cons to directory listings as well. For a lot of them, there is some kind of monthly fee. And there are some that are definitely pricier than others. And you have to weigh that, because if you're like, I'm going to be listed in this directory and this directory and this directory, when you add that all up, I mean, it can be a lot of money, right? So you're paying these monthly fees, and you don't really have much say. That's not quite the right word, but like you don't have much control. Maybe that's a better word. That's what I'm looking for. You don't really have much control over like how you're found in that directory. You are at the mercy of the directory's algorithm, right? We don't really know how, we don't know how, say, Psychology Today like chooses who's at the top. There is something, and you know, if you, any of you have questions about this, I can show you one-on-one sometime, but like, depending on the zip code people are putting in, it'll show people that are actually listing their practices in that zip code, and they are towards the top of the list. And then if you look on that side where it'll say like where they're located, it'll say near that zip code. So if you are in a zip code that is not that specific one they're searching for, but it is nearby, you may show up, but you're not going to be towards the top of the list. So again, you are at the mercy of their algorithm. You do not get to say where you come up in the listing. And when that changes, you're at their mercy, which again, you know, I'm a big advocate of having your own website that you have control over, that you can fully optimize, because you have control over that. You get to do what you need to do, or pay somebody to do what needs to be done to have yourself rank, versus, well, you're at the whim of these people that you're now forking this money out to, and you have no idea how they're ranking you. Depending on the directory, it may not be as popular in your area. So like Good Therapy and Psychology Today are probably two of the more popular directories. And depending on the location, you may have a ton of people listed on Psychology Today, but not as many on Good Therapy. And so you're thinking like, okay, well, like I'll go on Good Therapy because there's not as many people listed there, but maybe people aren't searching that directory. Depending on what specific directory you're listing yourself on, it may not be as viable as you think if it's not as popular. And then you also have to consider, like, one of the cons can be oversaturation. When I had my practice fully just based in Hawaii, and I was listing my practice on Psychology Today, there was not nearly as many providers that were on Psychology Today in that area. It was very easy to be found, was not saturated. I want to say there was maybe three pages, maybe four at the time, of providers. And even that feels like a lot. I don't even know if it was that many. Now, when I moved to New Orleans, I mean, there's, if you put it in like Psychology Today, New Orleans therapist, I mean, we're talking like 9, 10, 15 pages. That is a very oversaturated market of therapists. We have no idea how Psychology Today is deciding where you're going to fall in that list. You may one day fall on page one, you may the next day fall on page five. And most people are not going to go through all of those pages. So if you are thinking about a directory and you're recognizing, like, oh my goodness, the areas where I would be listing my practice, there are hundreds of providers already on this directory, it may not be the best idea for you, given that, again, you don't get to control where you show up there. And that, again, is one of the downsides, is just having such little control. And then the other part is that with a directory versus your own website, you really are limited. There's minimal information that you're able to include on that directory listing. You know, most of them have like very small sections where you're supposed to like talk about yourself, talk about your ideal client and the services you provide. So you're not given this real opportunity to expand on the work you do or what your clients are actually getting out of working specifically with you. That's where a website versus a directory allows you to go so much deeper, allows you to use specific words and keywords that your ideal client is probably using to search for a provider, and helps you to be found when they are searching through Google. You are given, I mean, think of it like a 1 minute elevator pitch, that you have 1 minute on the elevator to sell yourself to a client. And that would be kind of like what the directory is, versus the website allows you to have this like in-depth conversation that the client's able to ask questions and you're able to help them visually see themselves working with you, right? So there's a lot more that you can do to connect with that client before they even contact you. That's just not available on a directory. Thinking about those pros and cons, how do you determine if a directory is a good fit for you? Several things to consider. Look at how many people are already on the directory. So do a search for your area. Get on the directory that you're thinking about getting on, right? So go on Psychology Today and search the zip code that you'd be listing your practice under. How many providers are coming up? If there's one page of providers, okay, you're probably going to get found a lot easier on there. If there's 10, 15, even like 8 or 9, that there's a lot of people already listed there. Are you going to get the benefit out of being listed there? Sometimes you may not know till you try, but it's something to really consider. The other thing that I would really recommend you doing to help you kind of determine if a directory is a good fit for you is to do a basic Google search using keywords that ideal clients would search for you. Does that directory come up? So for instance, if you go to Google and type in therapist near me and then wherever you're practicing. So therapist near me in Riverview, Florida, or therapist near me in New Orleans, Louisiana. Look at what comes up in when you do that Google search. Be aware, you will see some things are first listed, like you'll see some of the big box ones are listed first. But if you look above the actual listing, it'll say sponsored. So just know, if you're like, oh my gosh, like these big box ones are the first ones coming up, there's a reason for that. They are paying to show up first. Those are not directories, right? That is somebody is going to that big box therapy practice and is paying through that. And then the therapists are not getting paid very much. That's a whole other thing. So don't consider those. but go down a little bit further. A lot of times you will start to see other therapists' websites come up, but are there directories that are coming up first? So when I did a search in preparing for this training, a lot of times Psychology Today is, it's hard to rank above Psychology Today. Like when you do that, you are on fire with your practice. And there are people that get there. But where, like what's coming up? So if like Psychology Today was one that was coming up, Good Therapy was coming up a lot too. And so there's a variety of different ones. So search therapist near me or therapist near me in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that helps couples going through divorce and see what comes up. Again, directories will probably come up towards the top and then websites. So look to see what are the directories that are coming up in those areas. If they're a directory that you would consider, go then on that directory, do a search, how many people then are listed in your area. Because again, just because that directory comes up doesn't mean it may be a good investment for you if it's an oversaturated market. So just take note of which ones are going to come up. And then one of the things, and this is really like, this is hard to fully get an answer to, but one of the things that I would ask around, and this may be like, again, before you are signing up with a directory or asking colleagues, but how does the directory rank listings? For a lot of them, again, it's at the mercy of their algorithm and they're not going to tell us necessarily how do they rank the listings. So like Psychology Today, we don't really know who gets chosen. I believe it is Therapy Den just recently made some changes to their directory listings where for a long time, everybody's listing was free. And then they changed it to like you could pay a certain amount kind of as like a donation almost. And now they do still have a free directory listing. They have also a paid one and they have made it pretty clear that the paid ones are going to get listed first, which again, kind of as they should, they're paying to be on the directory. But are there other directories that, again, how are they ranking listings? You also want to ask yourself, like, does this directory tie into your niche? Psychology Today, Good Therapy, a lot of the, like a lot of the bigger ones, like they're very general directories. People are not necessarily going there looking for a specific type, like going there knowing that they're going to find a very specific type of therapist. They may, right? So it's something to think about if you are wanting to make sure you are attracting the ideal client and that you are attracting people in your niche. Again, it's not to say you can't use those general directories, but are there other more targeted directories that may be better for your niche? So like if you work with women in postpartum or pregnancy, Postpartum Internationals directory may be a really good fit for you. If you work with the BIPOC community and specialize in working with women or professional women in the BIPOC community, Therapy for Black Girls may be a really great listing site for you. There are directories for OCD specialists. So if somebody is looking for somebody that treats OCD, there's specific directories for that. There's specific directories for therapists who work with first responders. There's a directory specifically like my child has severe food allergies in their directory that are providers who specialize in working with individuals, whether it's family or the individual themselves that have food allergies, because there's like certain anxieties around that, right? So looking at who is your ideal client, who is your niche? Is there a place that would be better fitting for you than just a more general directory? And again, it doesn't mean that you have to pick one or the other, but just considering, like, if you're going to spend money on a directory, if you are going to pay to play there, what is the return on your investment? How much is it going to cost you? And remember, it's not just cost of money, but also time. So like, if you're like, I'm going to get listed in 4 different directories, 3 of them are free. I only have to pay for one. Okay. But then that's 4 different directory listings you have to maintain. How do you kind of calculate like the return on your investment financially? a great way to do that is, okay, so look at like, what is it you're paying monthly or what is it you're paying annually? Let's just say, I'll just do some simple math. Let's say a directory listing is $50 a month. And so if we're doing $50 a month, that's for 12 months, that's $600 for the year, right? So you're spending $600 for the year for this directory listing. How many clients would you need to get from that directory per month or for the whole year to make that worth your while? That's the kind of math you need to do. Is there a better way to use that money to make sure you're getting more clients or that you're getting better referrals? You may be like, oh, that like $600 for the year, based on my fee, what I charge, I only need 3 clients for the year from that directory and it's paid for itself. You have to determine how much is it worth your while. Are there other places, i.e. a website, that would be significantly cheaper than that for the year, but that would that be a better place to spend my money so I have more control over who is finding me? Remember, like, there is not a right or wrong answer to using a directory. I am not sitting here saying like yes to one and no to another. Like, that's not what I'm saying. There's not a right or wrong choice, but you have to remember that you have much less control over how you are found, over how you are listed, where you rank. You have a lot less control if you are putting all of your eggs in your basket around a directory versus having your own optimized website. That's just a fact. You can control by either yourself or somebody else optimizing your website. You will be able to have a lot more control over your referrals versus a directory listing. You have to decide the cost and benefit for your practice. Again, time and money. Is this going to be worth the investment? And it may be, yes, it is for that directory. It may be, no, it's not. So these are things that are really important for you to remember and to keep in mind as you are considering what directories you are wanting to be listed in, which ones you're wanting to get off of. And of course, talking with colleagues about what their experience is. And I would caution to not just ask fully in general, like you absolutely can. You can post in our Village community, what's been your experience with this directory? But to also keep in mind that if someone is not listing their practice in your area or in with your niche, that they may have a different experience if they're in an area that is saturated or not. So talk with colleagues, find out what their experience has been. And you can always say it's going to be a trial run. I'm going to do this directory for a certain amount of time, see how it goes, and then make a decision if I want to stay with it or not. If you have further questions about the directories or about anything in the presentation today in this training, you can send me a message through our Village community, through email. I hope this has just kind of given you a little bit of food for thought and that you'll be able to feel more confident in determining if a directory is a good fit for you. Thank you guys for joining me and listening today.
Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.